Iran cracks down once more on the church. A well-known pilot is seriously hurt while testing mission technology, and a rehab center's underway for slaves in Ghana. We'll tell you more about this story and others on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Concerns over church growth prompted a crackdown by Iran's Revolutionary Guard earlier this month. Open Doors' Carl Muller says,
"Our work in the Persian-speaking world is very involved in supporting churches. The reality is that this church in Tehran, an Assembly of God church, was closed. It's one of the few legally Farsi-speaking churches in all of Iran."
What this means is not good for Christians.
This is consistent with the Islamic regime's desire to eliminate Christianity from Iran. They may permit a few ethnically separate churches to exist, but their intensity of crackdown on Farsi-speaking Christians is very intense and very real.
It's an extreme reaction to the spread of the gospel in Iran.
In much of the country, Christians are being labeled by the government as agents of foreign governments and so forth, and simply as spies to the regime.
Can you pray? Elsewhere in Iran, a believer in prison for sharing his faith was released last week. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, Mehdi Petros Fouratan and four other Christians were charged in March of 2011 with blasphemy for talking to Muslims about the gospel. After a rough year in prison, Fouratan has been released. Many other believers remain jailed, though, for similar crimes in Iran. Pray for prisoners or encourage them with letters. There's a link at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. The son of noted missionary Nate Saint is expected to undergo surgery this week following a serious accident. 61-year-old Steve Saint, who founded iTech, was conducting a test with a new product when it became unmounted and hit him in the head. And while Steve is alert, he's had limited movement in his arms and legs. Surgery will alleviate the swelling around his spine. iTech develops tools, technology, and training systems for indigenous Christians to reach their own people with the gospel. Next, former Trokosi sex slaves in Ghana and Togo have a shot at new lives. Every Child Ministries just bought land there with plans for a center to rehabilitate women and girls who were enslaved to the local shrines. They plan to open the center in August of next year after construction. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says it'll boost their ministry.
It's really a strategic spot because it's located in an area, first, where there are many shrines right there.
When the rehabilitation center is finished, Trokosi women and girls will have help to get back on their feet.
We will offer vocational and life skills classes. There'll be counseling and Bible studies.
Most of all, they want to save the women from spiritual slavery.
Our ultimate goal is to help those former shrine slaves become fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ, and then to send them out to reach others like themselves who are caught up in that whole system. So we hope that it will have a multiplying effect on the gospel.
Please be praying. And this summer, the EFCA's Touch Global Crisis Response is working on some urgent needs in the States. But what crises have happened recently? Well, Touch Global Director Mark Lewis says,
"Believe it or not, we still have a major effort ongoing in New Orleans following up on Hurricane Katrina. There's still over 20,000 Katrina-bladed properties."
Katrina struck all the way back in 2005, but
"for each one of those homeowners that is still displaced and still trying to get back into their home, it's just an ongoing impact that has just been totally forgotten."
Do you have any free time this summer? Maybe some friends or family who want a road trip?
"We need hands that would be able to come and help. It doesn't have to be skilled folks in any of our locations, but just willing hands, open hearts."
You can help build homes or relationships as you reach out in Christ's love. Find more information at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can I ask you to make some time in June to pray for Russia and the former Soviet bloc nations? To help you, Russian Ministries wants you to have a free set of beautifully designed note cards. You can use these cards to pray about their work, learn how you can get involved with it, or to correspond with family and friends. Call us at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.